So, what do you think so far? Yeah. Well, dating a woman is different than dating a man in many respects, so I understand that it's a little different. Well, of course, I mean, if you've gone your entire life dating men, it might be just a different little shift now. No, of course not. I mean, I've never slept with men or dated any, but not everybody can be a gold star lesbian. I'm just giving you a hard time. There's absolutely nothing wrong with having slept with men or anybody for that matter. I mean, people change, and sometimes we don't realize what it is that we're interested in or what it is that we like until a long time after it's been there. And I mean, sometimes it wasn't there to begin with, and we just kind of change and things just evolve. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You shouldn't feel any type of way about it. No. Oh, please, do not listen to people who tell you that. Don't let anybody guilt trip you into feeling any type of way about the way that you feel or who you are or how your sexuality has changed, okay? Because nobody can judge that except for you. And well, it's really nobody else's fucking business either, okay? No. I'm not saying that just to get in your good graces or because we just went on a 6-hour-long date, which is actually pretty short considering most of the dates I've had have been the 12-hour, 24-hour spectrum, but I'll forgive you. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that either. Learning how to accept things that are different and just how to come to terms with them can be a little bit confusing sometimes. So don't be too hard on yourself and don't feel like you have to rush into anything either, because that would just be the absolute worst thing that you could do for yourself. I don't know about that. I don't think I'm sure in my sexuality. I mean, I think it's in a continuum like everything else. And I just fall very far from the center or the straight part of that continuum. And it's just something I've always known and I've always felt. Not everybody feels like that. I mean, you could be living your life according to the stupid preconceived societal norms and binaries of straight and gay, and decide you have to pick one, and really just be in a continuum where you are attracted to your same gender, and it's really not a super strong attraction, but it's there. And throughout the years, it just strengthens. And at first, it might not be something also romantic. It might just be sexual or just platonic. And eventually, it might develop into something a little bit more all-encompassing that puts you in a little different level of the continuum. And that's totally fine, too. There's there's nothing weird or wrong or abnormal about falling somewhere within the spectrum, wherever it might be. And well, there's also nothing wrong with things changing a little bit. The more you get to know yourself, the more you get to know others, the more open you are to different experiences. I mean, I can go on and on about this. You're gonna have to shut me up. I know it's kind of a hard time for you because you're just exploring this new world and getting to know yourself better and discovering things about yourself and working about yourself and doing all this soul searching. So I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be patient as long as I have to be forever. I'm just trying to be your girlfriend. I'm not just trying to date you. I'm not just trying to fuck you. I can also be your friend. That's definitely a big benefit of dating another woman is, well, we might be able to empathize a little bit better with you, having grown up and, developed in similar norms and with similar imposed life views and such. Absolutely. And we don't have to do anything you don't want to do. We don't have to do anything at all until you want to. And if you never want to, that's fine too. Because you might find that you might not be interested in that aspect of it. And you might just be interested in the romantic part. I mean, I definitely hope that you are interested in all aspects of it. But you're worth it. And you're worth so much more than just something simple and easy. And I'm willing to stay here by your side as long as it takes for you to figure out everything you need to figure out. As long as it takes. I've said forever if it has to be. I have all the time in the world. And all the patience, too. Well, if you were interested in exploring something a little bit more carnal, that is certainly something we could do. Yeah? You want to go all the way? Are you sure? You've never even kissed a girl before. No, I just don't want you to feel like I'm pressuring you into anything. No. I want you to be sure that this is something you want to do more from a deep desire, more from a burning need from that burning arousal instead of just bored curiosity, which I'll take too, but I'm looking for that fire that I know I see in your eyes. Yeah? Come here, sweetheart. I want to show you what it's like for you to be kissed properly and with the passion and desire that you deserve to be shown. Bullshit. None of those pop kisses. None of that toned down shit. That watered down. Basic. Bottom of the barrel stuff. No. You deserve to be devoured with desire and intention, with your pleasure in mind. You deserve to be tasted slowly. Enjoyed. Lapped up. Sucked on. And enjoy it for the exquisite fucking woman that you are. Yes, your tongue is so good. Your tongue is one of my favorite things about you. You use it so eloquently to express all those curious exciting little inquiries you have in that precious sexy fucking mind of yours. I told you that I was going to show you a world so far beyond what anyone has ever shown you. And I was going to blow your fucking mind. And I was going to excite it just as much as I excite your beautiful fucking body. Fuck, I just want to devour you. You make me just want to lick you all up. Bite you. Not just this bottom lip. Good. I'm gonna slow down. Kiss down your jaw. Down your neck. Your beautiful neck. So sensitive, just like mine. So susceptible to bites and kisses. Suckling. The moans you make when I kiss you like that. Down further to your collarbone. Down between these beautiful breasts of yours. I just love putting my face between them like this. Getting lost in here. Sick. I don't even want to breathe. You're gonna smother me, your fucking beautiful tits. I just want to look fun. All over. Just bring down this part of your dress. I love sundress season. Look at how those tits just popped out at the top of that dress. Look at these beautiful hard nipples. They're sensitive. More sensitive. The other one, so it doesn't get jealous. Just flicking the tongue over them. Just a little tease. I know it doesn't feel as hot as it looks. And it feels better when I just suck on them. With the nipple right between my teeth. Grazing on it a little bit. Just nibbling on it enough while I suck it into my mouth again. Do you like that? Do you like how I suck on your beautiful nipples? You're gonna come? You're gonna come just by me licking and biting and sucking on your nipples. Oh, they're that sensitive, huh? Come for me, sweetheart. Come for me. Come for me as I like and suck and bite like on hard. Perfect nipples and tits of yours. Come for me. Good girl. Good girl. There you go. Easy dollar. What's that? So you're breathing. Good girl. Now, you did very good. I've never met a girl that comes that easily just from having her nipples stimulated. But it was definitely a very good first. But there's something that I want to do with your permission. Well, since I didn't get to make it down to where I was going before you came, I'd like to taste you. Is that okay? Yeah. It's okay for me to just slide my hand up your dress. No panties. I like it. And just my. It's nice and sticky. How I like it. Let me just pick some of it up here. With my long fingers. And bring my hand back. And see what you taste like. Fuck. Let me just like down the back of my hand and my palm. Fuck you, taste good. I should have known. Your lips taste so very fucking good. Well, I guess we're just gonna have to let you rest for a little bit and maybe get some water and cuddle for a bit, and then I can taste you for real. Does that sound good to you? Well, I'm glad that you're warming up to it a lot better now. I'm glad you decided to give this a chance. And if this is any indication about how the rest of the night is gonna go, I don't think you're gonna be very disappointed.